Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat basketball. We're joined first by girls coach Kurt Heisler. The Lady Wildcats with two wins to talk about since we spoke last week. The Lady Cats now 6-8 on the season and 3-5 in the Big 7 League. Final non-league game, coach, a nail-biter, a defensive battle, and a great win at Chapman 31-30 against an 8-win team last Friday night. And, man, a game that was really close throughout, but as we talked about on the broadcast, I know your team just made some key plays down the stretch. What else from that game, I guess, were you most impressed with your team?
I think just some grit and determination. We talked about, you know, going on the road and that we're learning to play on the road against really good basketball teams. And sometimes when you're digging hard, it may not seem like it's all the way there for you. So the message really before that game was just continuing to dig a little bit deeper throughout the ball game. And I think that the girls really bought into that. They fought hard throughout the ball game, and in the fourth quarter we were able to make some winning plays on both ends of the floor. I'm just really proud of the way that they fought hard to get a win on the road against a really good team.
Tier dot 11 points to lead the way. Earlier this week, you beat Royal Valley for the second time this season, 51-44, a game in which you got out to a pretty good start, and it was close second, third quarter, but fell down by as many as eight, and put up a lot of points, 35, I think, in the second half, able to win the ball game 51-44, and again, a lot of winning plays. I think you made eight of your 12 free throws in the fourth quarter of that game, and just seems like the girls are playing with maybe a little bit more confidence right now.
I think so. You know, we've been really talking about what that midseason tournament can be for us and what we can learn from it. And I think our last three ball games really helped us in the game against Royal Valley. I thought in the first half we were playing to the plan. We forced tough twos for Royal Valley, really kept them away from the three-point line. Give them credit, they found some other ways to score. And then in the third quarter, they caught fire right away out of the gate. And so we called a timeout, regrouped, and really it was the girls' determination that we were going to get back to being us on both ends of the floor. And I thought in the second half we took good care of the basketball on offense, got good looks, got to the basket, got second-chance opportunities, and we were able to cash in a lot of those at the free throw line, especially in the fourth quarter. And defensively, you know, it was one of those games where you had to just find stops at the right times, and just really proud of the way the team played.
Yeah, when you can play a second half of a close game and turn it over, you know, less than a handful of times and make some free throws, pretty good combination. Brooke Wilcott, 22 points. Brooke Fluin, 14 to lead Holton's offense against Royal Valley. And now you got Nemaw Central and Jeff West, two more road games. And obviously a big challenge here. Nobody's been able to knock off Nemaw Central in the league so far this season. A really talented team, but at least your girls are going to Seneca with quite a bit of confidence, hopefully, after these last couple wins.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're kind of approaching it as taking stair steps, you know, one step at a time. Each game means something. We're learning things from each game, each practice. And I think, you know, this team is building more confidence within each other as a team and individually, you know, understanding where their strengths are, how we play to those strengths. And it's going to be a great challenge going up to Seneca and playing against a fantastic basketball team, well-coached, athletic, can score, it can really defend. You know, but I think our girls will be ready for the challenge. We're certainly going to go up there, compete hard. We just want to get it to the fourth quarter, have a chance to win, and see if we can make some winning plays in the fourth quarter.
You bet. Coach, we'll see you in Seneca on the Holton Channel Friday night. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.